24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Hello, you're listening to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app, and I am your host, Nurse T. Today, I will be discussing management of diabetes in relation to the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Now, I want to assure you that the information I will be providing today is applicable to any pre-existing health condition. That condition may be high blood pressure, high cholesterol, asthma, hormonal imbalances, even obesity. This information is applicable to any pre-existing health condition. Now, I chose to discuss diabetes because this is one of the diseases that is common amongst patients that I care for. And I am well aware that diabetes is one of the most common diseases in our society. Now, in layman's term, I will explain what diabetes is. Diabetes is the excessive amount of sugar in your bloodstream. Now, the problem with an excessive amount is that the sugar begins to act like sandpaper against your arteries. Yes, imagine sandpaper rubbing against organs or rubbing against your arteries. You can imagine the wear and tear that sugar, excessive amount of sugar, can place on your body. Now, diabetes is one of the diseases that affects multiple systems. It causes kidney failure. It causes neuropathy. It affects the nervous system. Diabetes can affect your eyesight. Diabetes can affect your heart, your cardio system. So it is very important to control your blood sugar. Now, right now, we have the coronavirus that is running rampant. It's not here. It's not only here in the States. It's in other countries, China, Italy. Coronavirus right now has proven to be very deadly, contagious, vicious, and virulent. Now, in regards to diabetes, when your blood sugar is under control, your reserve energy can be focused on your immune system. Now, your immune system acts as your body's defense system or the soldiers for your body. When your blood sugar levels is under control, then that extra energy, your extra cells, the natural ability of the for the body to defend itself against an infection is maximized. Now, when your blood sugar, again, this information can be applied to any pre-existing health condition. But again, I'm talking about diabetes today. Now, when your sugar is not under control, when your blood sugar levels is elevated, your body's energy works double time to restore your body's natural homeostasis. Your body's natural energy is fighting to restore the body's equilibrium. And while it's doing that, it leaves your body defenseless. It doesn't allow your immune system to fully work. It doesn't allow your immune system to be able to fight off an infection. And that's how people become vulnerable to the coronavirus. Now, when your pre-existing health condition is out of control, when it's unstable, imbalanced, your body naturally seeks to return it to its normal homeostasis, its normal equilibrium state, equal state. And while it's doing that, it takes the energy away from the immune system. Your immune system is weakened. You ever heard of that saying, got caught with your pants down? Well, that is what happens when your blood sugar is not controlled. You're caught with your pants down. You're opening the door for an attack against your body. Now, researchers have already said that people with pre-existing health conditions are the most vulnerable population for coronavirus. So this is one of the reasons why it is important for you to control your blood sugar. Now, often when one is diagnosed with diabetes, your healthcare practitioner will offer or recommend a variety of treatments. It may be diet. It may be a diet change. It may be exercise. Your doctor may prescribe oral anti-diabetic medication, insulin, or your doctor may even prescribe checking your blood sugar between 1 and 5 times a day. Whatever that regimen may be, I want to encourage you to stick to it. I want to let you guys know that this is not the time to become lackadaisical or sluggish in what your health regimen is. Again, the coronavirus is very vicious. It's very tricky and manipulative. And the best thing that we all can do is maintain and improve our current health status. So again, if you have any pre-existing health condition, the best thing that you can do on top of hand hygiene and social distancing is make sure that you're on top of controlling and managing that health issue. Now, I said that the information that I'm providing is applicable to any health condition or most health conditions. Now, let's take high cholesterol for an example. Now, with high cholesterol, it's usually caused by plaque or fatty buildup in the arteries. And our arteries become clogged with this plaque. Same scenario. Our body's energy is focused on pushing this plaque through the artery. Our body's energy is focused on returning to its homeostasis state, to its normal balance. And while the energy is focused there, our immune system is without its soldiers. Our immune system is lacking in the ability to fight off an infection. So again, with high cholesterol, you have to get that under control, especially in this day and time. So if your doctor recommended more seafood, more baked food, cardiovascular exercising, more water, whatever that health regimen is that your practitioner recommended for you, I want to encourage you to get on top of that. I want to encourage you to beast out in that, because this is not the time to be sluggish in regards to our health status. Now, before I end this broadcast, there's a couple things I want to share with you about the coronavirus. Every day, new data is being discovered. Researchers are developing new facts about this coronavirus. So I do want to encourage you guys to maintain a relationship with your healthcare practitioner in case your regimen needs to be adjusted or changed. Again, the coronavirus is new to the medical community. They are still discovering exactly what the coronavirus is and the effect that it has on our body. So the best thing that I can tell you right now is make sure that you have a relationship with your healthcare provider. I know a lot of the physician offices are closed, but they are doing telemedicine, telehealth, where you can speak to them over the telephone, over a webcam. If you did not have a relationship with your healthcare provider before, I want to encourage you to do it now. You have insurance. You're paying the physician. You're paying the nurse practitioner. You're paying for your benefits. Utilize them. Establish a relationship. Make sure your health practitioner knows who you are and what your ailments are. You also have to be proactive in your health. You cannot just put your health in the hands of a physician. You cannot just put your health, you cannot just rely on medication. You have to be engaged. You have to own your health. You have to be focused on your health. Okay, now I'm going to close this. I hope this broadcast has been helpful, and I shall talk to you guys next week. Goodbye. Goodbye.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.